everybody. It is Sports Daily. Odyssey's I'm Listening initiative aims to encourage those who are dealing with mental health issues to understand they're not alone. It's okay to not be okay. We know the power of talk can save lives. The I'm Listening broadcast aims to share valuable resources for those who need to connect, heal, and share their own stories. Radio personality and co-host of NBC's Today and The Voice, Carson Daly, and Odyssey's nationally syndicated country host, Katie Neal, will return to host that broadcast, 7 o'clock, that annual I'm Listening broadcast special. It'll be found tonight on KNSS, KEYN, 105.3 The Buzz, and Power 93.5. Then you'll get a replay after Royals baseball tonight here on KFH at 10 o'clock. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you on this Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. We got into this just a little bit with Kevin Saul. Matthew Sluka is leaving UNLV because he was promised something through NIL that wasn't delivered, and he wants to maintain his red shirt year. Let me frame this to you in a way, Paul, that I think should be the way we look at this.
Okay.
Here's a college athlete that graduated from Holy Cross, I believe it was. Had an opportunity. He's not going to go play in the NFL, most likely. Had an opportunity after graduating from a school that he committed, spent a lot of years for, to go try to make probably the only money he'll make as a football player over his lifetime. He gets a call from a coach. We'll give you $100,000 to come to UNLV. Awesome. Let's go see what kind of a special season we can have. Let's let all that hard work pay off for a year. Get to UNLV, and all of a sudden, that was just window dressing. You get nothing. You still have the opportunity to live that dream. You got screwed over by one school, but you know what? Right now, if I take the step right now, I can preserve the ability to go do that again. I have absolutely no issue whatsoever with this. If what we're being told is true, Pete Thamel reporting, and this is through the representative of Matthew Sluka, that an assistant coach promised $100,000 to transfer there. All they've basically given him is a small relocation stipend. And, it was never about they got off to a hot start and he wanted more money. It wasn't any of that. It was that his promise to come there in the first place wasn't being delivered upon. Would you not do the same thing? Like, he gets one opportunity, Paul, to make any money off of his ability as a football player. And it's this season after graduation. I have no issue with this. I have far, far, far more issue if it's, if you believe his representation that UNLV promised something like that and then delivering on it. That is the issue we need to be talking about here. But you're going to see people up, this selfish college kid, NIL, it's all about the money. Everything in life's all about the money. Get over it. Come on. Put yourself in his shoes. Put yourself in his parents' shoes. How furious would you be if he was promised that and it wasn't delivered? I got no issue with this.
Well, I'm a little naive to speak on this thing because I thought these guys would sign a contract. We visited about all those guys, all the basketball players at the University of Arkansas are going to end up being millionaires for 1 year. They're going to be a millionaire at the end of the year. I get that. You know what I thought, Jacob? How naive am I? I thought they were signing an agreement. I thought there was an NIL agreement.
Not yet.
Well,
not
I yet. Thought there was, and I thought to myself, everybody knows what everybody's promised. And I can remember back in the early days. In fact, I remember a radio show where you and I were talking about in the early days of NIL and how the schools were trying to keep it kind of on the low. Let's not discuss this too much. Let's not tell anybody about how much we've guaranteed this player or that player. And remember, you and I had a conversation. I remember this. And it was on the air. I remember this just like it was yesterday, where we had the conversation about how do you keep NIL and the money they're paying secret? Because the kid says, I'm going to get from ABC University, I'm going to get $100,000. And we talked about this specifically. The first thing he does is he sees grandma. And grandma says, where are you going to school, grandson? And he says, I'm going to ABC University. And grandma, they're going to give me $100,000. Well, by Sunday morning rolls around, everybody in her church is going to know her grandson is going to ABC University and going to get $100,000. You can't keep a lid on this. We figured that out.
It's a badge of honor for these athletes too, Paul. Like, it's just like the pro athletes. They want to know that they're making the most.
That's right.
You know, and that part, again, if you're bothered by players being compensated, you're going to have to just be left behind. We're so far past that now the focus needs to be about how do we come up with a system that benefits the schools and the players. Kevin Saul mentioned it, and he's not the first, but we hear this all the time. There are bad actors out there promising kids things that it just doesn't matter what happens. You just get them on campus and you deal with it later. That is happening. You can hear that right from the people involved with it. Mm-hmm. I think eventually, and the problem is there's a lot of other factors being worked out in court and all these things. Eventually, you'd like to get it to the point where this is all cut and dry, right? Here is the agreement for you to come. And that's why the schools are going to have to get involved. Here's the agreement. Here's what you're going to make. Boom. You sign the dotted line and we're done. There's still this blend of old school, you know, money in a sock through some representative under the table way that things were happening when you were playing college
Feels
football.
Feels like Paul. It. Yes.
And this new world of front facing, like, look how much money I'm making. Look at this bling. Look at this car. Look at this XYZ. There is going to be a settling of things. It's complicated, right? And so when we see things like this story that an athlete was allegedly promised something that was not delivered upon, don't always immediately take the side of the school. Don't always immediately take the side of the coach. Don't always immediately say it's a selfish player, XYZ, any of this. Just think about it for a second and put yourself in those shoes and ask yourself what you would do if somebody told you, I'm going to pay you $100,000 to come do this job. And then you begin to do it and you do it really well. And they just don't pay you.
Mm-hmm.
How would that make you feel?
What
would your reaction to that be?
Mine might be
I might leave. If we're talking about, you know, reality of this thing, like I'd be pissed.
Right, I would.
That's not an indictment on him as a teammate. That's real life stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, this kid probably has one opportunity to earn a living as a football player, and it'll last a year.
Mm-hmm. And he
wasn't delivered on.
And you're asking, how do we solve this? Obviously, there's got to be a contract. There's got to be a contract between the school the player. It's got to be signed. It's got to be a real contract. It's got to be a binding contract. And obviously, that's not being done because he's already left school. He's gone. He's left because he wanted to protect his year, and he's played 4 games, and according to the rules, from my understanding, he can still redshirt or he can still leave and presume to be able to save a year of eligibility, which he needs to do. So with that being said, I understand that. But obviously, there are you know where I always thought the biggest problem would be? I thought it would be with an individual advertiser, an individual business, not the university that would cause the problem. This is why I'm kind of caught back. I'm kind of caught in a little bit of shock and disbelief, because this is the university saying, or evidently is being said to have not performed what they agreed to. I always thought it would be that car dealer, that one car dealer or a hardware store or a restaurant, who name the business, who would say, you know something, you're not playing well enough, and you're not getting us enough recognition. I'm not going to pay you the NIL that I promised that I would pay you. That's where I thought the problems would come. I mean, and I think of Archie Manning. I mean, let's think of Archie Manning. I mean, here it was, the most publicized quarterback, I think, of the last decade, and he ends up going to Texas. He doesn't even start at Texas. But word was he was making $7, $8 million. Now, all that was not from the university, Jacob. A lot of that money was going to be used from advertising of who there, whatever, all throughout the state of Kansas. Hi, I'm Arch Manning, and I drive a car from this dealership, or I eat breakfast every morning over here. But the point is that somehow this has got to get to a point where when somebody is promised something, that will be fulfilled. And that's going to take a contract. And that's going to take a standard, probably a standard contract across the entire NCAA. Yeah,
you got to sort of two different things happening. The true NIL, and that a company pays an athlete for representation, that stuff gets put in a contract. It's this other money, right? It's this collective money, right? That's not tangibly to one place, but from a collective, and coaches just out there, I don't know, making stuff up, basically.
We're told
from a lot of different people. You just heard it from Kevin Saul. I've heard it, Paul. I can't tell you how many times I've heard it from coaches, from all over the place, say the same thing. There are people out there promising these kids things that are made up, and then they just get them there, and then they just deal with it when they're there. And you know, kids are like, well, what the hell else am I going to do? I guess I'll just play. I got screwed. Well, not this time. And I'm glad he's standing up to it. And eventually, again, I would guess that in 5 years, Paul, this is not really a problem, because everything will be laid out. You'll have revenue sharing. Here's what it is. Here's what you can earn. You can go do your own separate NIL with business opportunities. But as far as the school's got to be able to step in and regulate this so they can put pen to paper.
Right.
Because it's going to benefit the schools, too, to not have liars out there abusing these relationships to get to these kids. That benefits the schools.
Right.
Right. To have it all front facing.
Right. And the thing that scares me, and here's what really scares me, is the fact that these kids are making these decisions based upon the word of a university, the word of somebody like that. And these kids are making decisions. A lot of these kids are helping mom and dad. A lot of these kids are helping grandparents. They're making the life better. It's not all about the car sitting in the parking lot. Or it's not all about the bling that you're able to buy with the money that you're getting. It's about coming back and sending that money home. A lot of these kids are helping mom and dad with their house, with a car, with whatever that might be. And when moms and dads make arrangements to help do something with the house, or maybe even buy a house, that money needs to be fulfilled, because that is life-changing money. And it's life-changing if they don't get that money. I mean, it really changes your life.
Well, it is. And that's, I always say, put yourself in the position of being that kid's parent. We've all lived enough life. By the time you've got a college kid, we've lived enough life to know if you've got an opportunity like this, you cannot waste it. You have to take every advantage, every opportunity. When you have a short, short window to go earn that, and everyone, like, it's not just the millions and millions and millions. That's pretty obvious. If it was $100,000 for this kid, Paul, $100,000, mm-hmm. if that's what he's promised, okay? I started my professional career making $7.25 an hour. I think I made $17,000 a year right out of college. Now, I chose my profession, but what I would say is there aren't a lot of people right out of college who are going to do anything professionally that earns them that kind of money. Most people.
That's life.
And so you have this unique and rare opportunity. Be glad that the kids are. There are coaches making buyout money in the tens of millions of dollars. And we don't even, we're just like, whatever, go find a new coach. What about that money? You're like, so just.
Good point.
Put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in their shoes. Before you shake a stick at this quarterback for standing up for himself, understand that in the same circumstances, if you were in them, you would do the exact same thing. And if you don't, good for you. The rest of us would. Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. He's smart enough to know, you know what? I can still do this, but this is the path I have to take to be able to do it. I'm really sorry to my teammates. I hope they're awesome. I hope they're great. But I cannot pass up this opportunity. It's just a bad decision.
Right. And, of course, you know, other schools that recruit against UNLV, they're going to use this like a club over the head of the UNLV.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is going to get dinged all the time. Oh, I wouldn't go to UNLV. They don't keep their promises. You know, you saw the quarterback.
Yeah, that's what should happen. They should be punished.
That's right. That's what should happen. If you're going to screw a kid – and make promises and then not fulfill them. The world needs to know, Jacob. The world needs to know.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break. 869-1240 on the IHOP hotline. We can get your thoughts on it. We'll also, Paul's heating up.
Oh,
top button's coming up, coming loose on that Hawaiian.
It's loose now, baby.
We're going to talk about this Travis Kelce non-story that keeps annoyingly finding its way into my stratosphere when we return on Sports Day.
Oh, that's funny.
Ninety-7.5 and 1240 KFH.